Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haugh on 670 The Score.
If you could replace any Olympic sport from the Summer Games with another, what would it be and why?
I'm going to stick with the letter B here, because while it was wildly entertaining on social media and everywhere else, breaking's got to go.
What's got to go?
Breaking has got to go.
Oh, the breaking,
as in breakdancing. Yeah. It's got to. I've seen enough. And I don't know if you guys have followed the story of the young lady from Australia who really got out here and showed her whole posterior, hind quarter parts. But yeah, I don't need to see that ever again. And that's got to go. What I would bring back? Baseball, man. Yeah. Because, like, let's be honest. The West determines what's going on at the Olympics. And we're a Western country, and baseball is a Western sport. Yeah. Just bring back the baseball. I enjoyed baseball when it was an Olympic sport. But yeah, breaking's got... More importantly, it's about not about what I'm bringing back. It's about what I'm getting rid of. No more breaking. It was disgraceful.
I'm disappointed to hear that. I did not see any of the breakdancing.
I saw like a Ukrainian in a durag. I was like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
And the dancing wasn't good, or it was...
You know what? Like Justin did with the fight, I will retweet some of the stuff and I'll tag you in it.
Good.
And you can see what she was doing.
I will check it out.
The kangaroo hop was one of her moves.
Kangaroo hop.
Yeah, because she was from Australia, and that's like a thing.
Oh, okay.
What's interesting, I am almost lockstep with you here, Marshall. So my daughter, if you listen to the show, she's a competitive dancer, so I thought she'd be really into this, right? And so we're trying to follow like where it's going to be. Like, they barely showed it.
Right.
Like, I couldn't find it live. I'm DVRing like four different NBC affiliated channels the other day. Then I'm sending her clips via social media that I'm seeing out there. Then I hear that like the dancer, this isn't even like choreographed per se. The dancer doesn't know the song or the beat that the DJ is going to play. So that's part of the sport of it, I guess, is that you are improvising on the fly based on what the DJ is giving you. So you're reacting to... So, and again, you know, it's all opinionated. Like, okay, I like this. I didn't like that. So no more breaking. It didn't work. I was hoping for more. It didn't work.
Hey, look, that was when you a don't breaking show hope
it,
for right there.
And when you don't show it, that's part of why it needs to go.
Yeah.
Because they barely showed it.
And by the way, the Australian lady, she got 0 points, in case you were wondering.
Right. It was just weird. Bad, weird. So I like the idea of baseball, but we need to bring this up with both John Heyman and Bruce Levine. You do the interviews. I don't. But that, in my opinion, how's it going to work? Are you going to... So like the WNBA had all this momentum going on with Caitlin Clark, okay? And the Sky. Angel Reese is part of that. It's good. It's been great. But like... I don't know when the next Sky game is. I'm not like tuned up to see when the next time the Sky are playing the Fever, the Indiana team, like that rivalry. Because they took the time off. Are we going to shut Major League Baseball down for 3.5 weeks? But you know what? Instead, part of it's because of the West, and it's a stick and ball game. Women's softball needs to be back in.
Okay.
Okay, so give me women's softball, get rid of breaking. Or
I like
explain
that.
To me how we're going to have baseball in, because...
Okay. I'm just going off the strength of the World Baseball Classic and how well it did the last time around. So
could baseball, hear me out before you laugh, could baseball become a winter Olympic sport and it's all played indoors?
Mm. And
absolutely.
Because then you don't have to shut any, you don't have to miss any of the season.
How about this? And the games are only like 6 innings.
That's called the Little League World Series.
Oh, that's the Little League World Series. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, when do those kids go to school, by the way? Like, school's
later,
starting up again.
Later.
School's starting up again, and the Little League World Series is, like, just starting.
Later is the answer I got for you.
I love the fact that Dustin had expectations for the breakdance.
No, he was chasing it. He's like, NBC's got all these channels, let me find it.
Yeah, yeah.
They really do have, like, 1,000 channels.
He was chasing
And you can
it.
DVR everything.
Now, I'm looking at this question. If you could replace any Olympic sport from the Summer Games with another... What would it be and why? And we're talking about breakdancing and skateboarding and they're already all in the Olympics. There's so many sports that you just turn, like, whoa, there's a guy shooting right now. It's amazing. So I think that I don't know that there's any extra to add.
Oh, sure there is. Another one to add that has never been. Yeah. Sorry. Pickleball.
Oh, okay. You know that's coming.
That's everybody's coming. Playing,
there's
85-year-old
Margaret Landrum going up against 95-year-old.
Yeah, pickleball's hard, man.
Well, yeah, but it's an old people sport.
I can see pickleball.
That's what it is.
I guess I'm an old.
Yeah, well, I'm an old too, but let's not pretend like it's not dumbed down tennis, right? Isn't that what the point of it is? That the pickleball has taken over tennis courts because it's easier and people can actually play it? Play a real game like tennis.
Or even table tennis, because that's not easy.
No,
not at the level they're playing in the Olympics anyway.
And there's another sport that exists. So I don't know how to answer this question. Poker? Maybe put poker in? Maybe
stop. That would be
cards?
Hilarious.
Stop.
The World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
Olympic. So people from different nations representing, you know, at the final table. That would I would love that.
You could do bowling. You could do shuffleboard. There's a lot of things you can do. If they had a mini golf.
Have they had mini golf? That
I
would
bet
be awesome.
You shuffleboard. That sounds quintessential. I bet they've had shuffleboard.
But mini golf would be amazing, like with the windmill and everything. let's go.
How about horse racing?
Oh,
that would well.
Horses and jockeys from the country. The horse has to be bred in that country, and the jockey has to be from that country. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, we would stink at that, right?
Well, no, a lot of the horses are born here.
But the jockeys?
Well, we might have to figure that out.
Yeah, I was reading something. It was a joke. They were like, all these horses that came over for dressage and all the Air Horse One. That's the plane they used to pick them all up.
I got a couple of from the 847. Somebody says dodgeball.
Dodgeball would be great.
Love that idea.
Who would not watch dodgeball on the international stage for the gold, the bronze, the... Come on, man.
That would be great. And then you guys will both appreciate this from the 847. Breakdancing is, at least the texter says, breakdancing is already gone. Texter says it is not funded for 2028.
Right, right. We got flag football coming instead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, really?
That's real.
Okay. Cornhole? How about that?
Oh, that would be awesome, too. I never thought I'd see the day when the four-letter network would be playing cornhole and the guys and gals throwing the bags would be jerseyed up like they're a NASCAR driver with all the sponsorships. You know, Johnsonville Brats and et cetera.
There is also this is good. This is good here from the 708 because this is truth, man. How long, and he is right, the texter to question this. How long before video games are in the... If video games ever make it to the Olympics,
Madden in the Olympics,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
I've seen Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay had like 20,000 people watching two guys play Madden for like 100K.
Oh, they have... They built an esports arena in Philly. Mm-hmm. So, it's a thing.
Yes. 312-644-6767 is the number. If you want to jump in on anything that we've talked about so far in the Pick 6, Bears, Cubs, White Sox, Olympics, we see your text rolling in here as well. It's Mark Rohde and Marshall Harris in for Mully and Haw. 312-644-6767 on the score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.